Welcome to Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Hey Mishnah Beis, Chapter 5, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah begins, Hamavis Chaver, if someone lends his friend money, La Yadu B'chatzer Achinam, it is prohibited for him to live in his friend's courtyard for free, because it seems like he's getting a payment, he's getting something in addition to being paid back for the actual loan itself, and therefore, Midrabbanan, rabbinically, that's considered ribbis or interest. And the Gemara says, that even if normally this was not a chatzer, was not a courtyard that's usually rented out, still, it's prohibited for the lender to live in that chatzer, to live in that courtyard for free. V'lo yiskor mimenu, additionally, the lender cannot rent from the borrower bepachas for a discounted fee of renting an apartment from neishu ribis, because again, that's rabbinically considered ribis interest. Says the Mishnah, marbin al hasachar, a person may pay extra for rental so that he can live. He doesn't have to pay until later. But that's prohibited when it comes to sales. Now, let me just explain what that means. Kate said, how exactly would this work? Let's say Reuven rents out his courtyard to Shimon. And Reuven says to Shimon, if you pay me the rental up front, then I'll only charge you 10 coins for the year. However, but if you want to pay me monthly, then you have to pay one sela, one coin for each month. So 12 in total. Says the Mishnah Mutter. That's permitted. Why? Because the halacha is that tzchir is eina mishtalem esela b'soif, which means to say the one only becomes mandated or obligated to pay the rental at the end. So it comes out that the essential rent really is one sela per month, 12 slime per month, per year. I'm sorry. Yeah, one sela per month, 12 per year. So the fellow, but it's as if the owner is saying to him, you know what, if you want to pay everything up front, I'll forgive you for the additional two slime, the additional two coins, and you'll get away with 10 per year. That's permissible. However, when it comes to sales, Machar lo yisadeh, if he sold his field, Reuven sells his field to Shimon. V'amar lo, and he says to him, imi achshav atah nosin li, if you pay me up front for the entire field, harei yishalach be'elev zuz, then I'll sell to you for 1,000 zuz. Im lagoyrin, but if you don't pay me the money until later in the season, when actually it's the harvesting time, after you sell all the produce from it, bishnei masar mana, then you'll have to pay 12 mana, which is 1,200 zuz. Then says the Mishnah, asur. Then it's prohibited, because the halacha is really as soon as you buy land, you're obligated to pay right away. So it comes out, when he adds the additional 200 zuz, what he's doing, in essence, is he's paying him for Amtanas Mais. He's paying him for the opportunity to not have to pay the money right away. That's a form of ribis derabbanan. That's a form of interest which is rabbinically prohibited, and one cannot do that. And it doesn't only apply by real estate. Similarly, it comes by any merchandise or any objects that a person sells. If you say, you know what, if you pay me up front, it'll be a certain amount of money. But if you don't pay me until later in the season, you'll have to pay more money. That is rabbinically prohibited. That's called Amtanas Mais. That's paying for the right to not have to pay up front. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.